This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You are listening to Strawberry Spring, based on a short story by Stephen King.
Dean Edwards, you asked to see us?
You can come back later if you're busy.
Take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. I was just about to read the latest copy of the New Sharon Times. I thought you might care to join me.
New Sharon Times, March 22nd, 1968. Henry, you write here that five girls have all been murdered. Gail Kerman, Charlotte Foster, Adele Perkins, Chelsea Spencer, and most recently, Hannah Gray. Ages range from 18 to 20 years old. Victims of New Sharon's very own Spring-Heel Jack. Police still have no leads, and the campus of New Sharon remains open. A virtual hunting ground for a killer that has a bloodlust that can't or won't be satiated. That last line, it might be my favorite. It's very poetic, Henry. I don't know who's doing more damage at this point. The two of you or Spring-Heel Jack. Either way, it's left me no choice. I'm going to announce that spring break will be moved up a week. I just don't see any other way but to clear out the campus. I need you two to put that in tomorrow's paper. And do me a favor. Try to keep the editorializing to a minimum. All I care about is making sure everyone gets home safely.
Can I quote you on that?
Do you want to graduate?
Not what I was thinking when we were called in.
Some conversations come to an inevitable conclusion. We scattered out of the office like frightened sheep before a storm. We were going to be abandoning the campus, handing over an empty and haunted legacy to police, looking for clues, and one dark specter leaving a trail of death and sorrow in his wake.
I can't believe it's only been a few weeks since this all started.
It does seem like it's been forever since we heard the name Spring-Heel Jack. I walked with Anne, but I felt very much alone.
It was hard to believe how much could change in such a short period of time. 5 women were dead. Countless lives had been shattered, and there was an exponential amount of damage that I wouldn't begin to understand for years to come. The word inevitable kept echoing in my head.
Captain, it's me.
Yeah, I know. What can I do for you?
You're not going to want to hear this, but with the latest victim...
Hannah Gray?
Yes, that's her. This puts me in a terrible predicament. I can close the campus and hope that's the end of the murders, or I...
Or you can give me and my man a chance to see this through.
I don't know. These kids, they have a hard enough time getting to classes. Now, worrying about a killer? I think we all need a break. I need a break.
Listen to me. If you let them go home now, we may never catch Spring Hill Jack. You have to give me a little more time. He's one of them. I can feel it in my bones. I'm a cop, and sometimes cases get solved on a hunch. And I have that hunch. I will catch him, come hell or high water.
Earl, you may be right. I can't imagine what you're going through. I feel for you. I really, really do.
Then give me more time. Not for me, but for Chelsea.
Can I be frank? I think you can use a break, too. We need a reset, all of us. If they all go home, there will be no one left for him to kill.
And no one for me. For us to catch.
My mind is made up. I have to go. Look, I am sorry for your loss.
Closing the campus down, what do you think?
I think it all goes away.
It doesn't. It's not possible.
What would you have them do? Keep everyone on campus? He'll kill again. He has to.
What makes you so sure?
He'll kill until he gets caught. Isn't that what you would do?
That's a strange question. I wouldn't kill. We should talk.
About what?
Us.
Anne, there is no us. There never was and there never will be.
Except there was.
Look, I have to go. Let me know if you need help with the paper. I turned and walked away. I wanted to look back and see if Anne was still there. In my mind's eye, she's still standing there. Anne and I split up. She could handle getting the paper together. Announcing an early spring break, not much to do there. That'll take about 10 minutes of writing a headline. It's what wasn't being said that made everything so uneasy. The wind really picked up that day. The snow flurries hit hard. I bundled myself up and decided to stop by my apartment to grab some things. It was a safe bet that I'd be spending the night at Rachel's. New Sharon was old, full of tradition. And in the middle of winter and the beginning of spring, it was also full of old power transformers and shitty knob and tube wiring. The kind that had a habit of failing when winter went on a bit too long. I remember entering my place to a power outage. For a brief moment, I wondered if Spring-Heeled Jack had something to do with this too. First the fog, now a blackout. I tried the light switch a couple of times, but no luck. I had a flashlight somewhere in the kitchen and a transistor radio nearby. I stumbled over a chair trying to find them both. Fortunately for me, the radio took batteries, so at least I had something to do to pass the time. I turned on the radio, hoping to get a weather update, but all I got was static. Maybe the college station lost power too. I grabbed the radio, a change of clothes, a cheap bottle of wine, and headed over to see Rachel. It was cold out. Crisp. The kind of air that stung your lungs every time you took a breath. I thought about each breath I took on the way over. I thought about the victims, when they walked, when they took their last breath, and then, before I knew it, I found myself standing on Rachel's doorstep. I had no idea how long I'd been walking or how I got there.
That took forever.
Did it? It's harder to find this place in the dark than you think. Candles? How romantic. Or is the power out here too?
Yes, there is nothing more romantic than writing my midterm paper by candlelight. Only one glass. I really have to get my psych paper done before spring break.
Early trauma and childhood development. A study in coping mechanisms? That's a lofty title.
It is, but I need you to give it back to me now. I can't afford for my peaches to get out of order.
Okay, but only if we finish our wine and forget about school for one night.
Deal. One night only.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
That night, the thermometer dropped 15 degrees. I woke up next to Rachel. It was cold in her apartment. The old radiator and pipes must have frozen. I shivered as I watched the warm vapor of my breath dissipate into the moonlit bedroom. I couldn't sleep. I don't know what it was, but something was in the air.
And another thing about Vietnam. When are we bringing our boys home? It's not our war. Young men are dying.
Rachel slept soundly. There was some sound coming from the radio. Kevin Hartigan was coming in loud and clear. So loud, in fact, I couldn't understand how it didn't wake Rachel. I jumped out of bed. I realized I must have left the goddamn thing on when I took it from my apartment. I grabbed it off the nightstand and tried to turn it off. I turned it so hard I broke the knob. I didn't want to wake Rachel, so I rushed into her living room. Kevin was relentless, angry. From what I could make out, he was yelling the entire time about everything and anything.
5 women murdered in cold blood. No suspects. Just a sniveling killer hiding behind his damaged psyche.
The murders and Springheel Jack.
They'll catch him. Sooner or later, he'll mess up. Won't he, Henry?
What? Are you talking to me? I couldn't tell if I was asleep, awake, or somewhere in between. A dream. sleepwalking through, just visiting someone else's dream. And then, when I couldn't take it any longer, I turned the radio over and opened the compartment. I was about to take out the batteries when I saw under a shaft of moonlight, there weren't any batteries in the radio. But how? I must have been dreaming. I had to have been dreaming. There wasn't much else to do, and now I was wide awake. That's when I saw Rachel's folder in the warm red glow of the firelight. I opened it. It was like opening Pandora's box. What I read couldn't be put back. Subject: Henry Denton, age 22. He has managed to overcome many struggles, the loss of both parents and a sibling. For most subjects, one or two personal setbacks would be enough to break an ordinary person. But Henry Denton has created his own coping mechanisms to help him continue on a productive path. His survival instincts are primeval. Over the last 3 months, the subject has been preparing to graduate from college with a degree in journalism. He has also been thrust into a police investigation by association of his involvement with the college newspaper. He chooses to bury himself in his work rather than face real-world consequences and overcompensates for personal relationships with avoidance. Sleep deprivation and mild behavioral issues culminating in OCD may be the result of a debilitating head injury suffered during adolescence. Subject is in a long-term relationship that shows second thoughts regarding the future of that relationship and may be tempted by a colleague. She thinks I'm having an affair with Anne?
But you do think of Anne as more than a friend, don't you?
I don't know.
Wrong answer, Henry.
I said I don't know.
But would you be willing to leave Rachel? I know a way. A clean break, you might say. Cut ties, if you know what I mean.
No, not Rachel.
Then Anne, perhaps?
No.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's not how life works. Someone will have to suffer. If not Rachel and Anne, then who? Then who, Henry? You? You've been suffering your entire life.
I didn't have the answer. I stared at the bedroom door, closed tight. I knew Rachel was fast asleep behind, and I didn't know what to make of what I was reading, but I decided I couldn't stay and read any more about me. Rachel's breathing was so loud I could hear it from the other room, pounding in my skull, aching in my brain. The migraine hurt, my vision blurred. I wanted to make it stop. But how could I make the pain, the noise, make Kevin go away?
Henry, who are you talking to?
Huh? No one. I was reading.
Oh my God. Henry.
You've been analyzing me this entire time?
I haven't been analyzing you. I've been studying you. Everything you've overcome. The accident, losing your family, the orphanage, all of it. And now, look at you. You've put yourself through college, and you're about to start a new life, a life with me. Are you mad?
I don't know what I am. Maybe I should read your paper and find out.
Henry.
I need some air.
But it's freezing out.
It's colder in here. I stepped outside, hoping some fresh air would help. I expected the fog to hit me in the face like so many other nights since Strawberry Spring first began, but instead the whole northern New England area was belted by a shrieking norther that began in sleet and ended in a foot of snow. I trudged through the streets, holding my arms close to my sides, moving them up and down to keep warm. I was underdressed, but at 2 a.m, who isn't? I didn't want to go back to Rachel's for a coat. I'd rather suffer in silence. I was so busy generating body heat that I failed to realize I was walking past all of the murder scenes. Dean Edwards' voice kept ringing in my ears.
Gail Kerman, 1. Charlotte Foster, 2. Adele Perkins, 3. Chelsea Spencer, 4. Hannah Gray, 5.
I passed the first murder scene, where it all began. The Animal Sciences parking lot. I ran through the quad, past the dorms through the narrow pathways of the buildings until I finally stood and stared at Dean Edwards' window where Hannah Gray's dismembered head was found. I saw my reflection staring back at me. It was like an out-of-body experience, the kind Rachel talks about. I felt like I was watching someone else run across the grounds. I could see what they saw, hear what they heard, but it wasn't an out-of-body experience, and I wasn't sleepwalking. It wasn't a dream, it was real. The clues added up. The killer had been staring everyone in the face the entire time. It wasn't some monster from a movie, a ghost from a book, or some ancient curse. Springheel Jack was a man. He looked just like you. He lived among us. He killed at will. He was no one, and he was everyone all at once. And when I found myself standing in the middle of campus, staring at my reflection in the glass of Dean Edwards' office window, it was overwhelming. I woke from a never-ending nightmare. An eerie glow surrounded me as snow gathered on my shoulders. The vintage glass panes were distorted, and I didn't recognize the person staring back at me. I panicked. I picked up a rock and did what I could to make him disappear. As the window shattered into a thousand pieces, the sound woke me. My subconscious took over, and as soon as the image staring back at me vanished, it put Springheel Jack to sleep for another 8 years until another strawberry spring came to pass. Who is it? Who's there? I can see a shape through the fog, but I can't believe my eyes. It can't be. Not after all this time.
I missed you, Henry.
Dad? You're alive? But that's impossible.
Henry, hey, can you hear me? Wake up.
Wake up. Henry, it's me.
Henry, we don't have time for this.
Henry, there is a killer on the loose.
Get up, asshole. You're running out of time.
Where am I?
Henry, wake up!
Oh my God. I remember. It was you? You're the reason they died? You were chasing us. It's all your fault. You tried to kill Mom. You killed them. It's all coming back to me now. Like a bad dream, only it wasn't a dream. He's here. Pure evil. Standing right in front of me.
Shh, it's cold out. Let's not attract attention. Come on, let's get in the car where it's warm and let's talk about it.
It's been almost 15 years. For all that time, I blamed myself. I thought it was my fault we crashed. I didn't see the deer. I didn't warn Mom in time. I thought it was my fault. But they didn't die because of me, did they? They died because of you. They died because of you.
What's wrong?
Oh, my head. It hurts. You've been alive all this time? You're alive. You're alive and they're dead. You were beating her, hurting her, causing her pain. I saw it all growing up. I learned from you. I saw it all.
Son, that was a long time ago. I've changed, okay? I've come to make peace with you, with my past. I'm not violent anymore.
Don't call me son.
We can get past that.
Shit. Oh my God, can you hear me? What's your name?
John.
I need an ambulance in the parking lot. Immediately, a man has been stabbed. Henry, what have you done?
Rachel! Where are you?
In here. I'm upstairs.
I'm on my way. Are you okay?
Thank God you're here. Are you okay? There's blood on your arm.
I cut myself on a car door. I'll be fine. Hey, where's your bag? Never mind. I see it. Come on. Let me help you get downstairs.
We need to hurry. My water broke.
Put your arm around me. I got you.
She looks scared. Why is she looking at me like that?
Rachel, I said I've got you.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Stay focused. Just breathe, honey. We're only a few minutes from the hospital. Come on. Come on.
Please, slow down. Just be careful. We don't want to get too close.
Henry, it's me, Kevin. Get up. You still have time.
My head, what happened?
We happened. What happened is you and me. I've been trying so hard to get to you. Look at her. Rachel doesn't look so good. You should just put her out of her misery, just like you did with Mom.
Mom? What are you talking about? Who are you?
You still don't remember. Now, don't worry about it. It'll come back to you. It's me, Henry. It's Kevin. Don't you remember? I'm your brother.
Henry.
And you need to hurry up. We're running out of time.
Get up.
Chief Spencer, come in.
This is Chief Spencer.
Chief, we just got a call. Your person of interest, Henry Denton, was in a car accident on Pilgrim Road. His wife is en route to New Sharon General.
Got it. Thanks.
Are you okay?
We've got a second victim from the accident off Pilgrim Road. Male, late 20s to early 30s. Head trauma. No external bleeding. Spouse of female.
How's my wife? The baby?
She's gonna be okay. Just relax.
My wife. She's pregnant.
We've already got her out. She's on her way to the hospital.
Thank God. Can you stand up?
Henry, are you okay?
Yes. Chief Spencer, please, I need to get to the hospital.
Okay, I'll take it from here. How about in my car? I'll get you to the hospital. What happened back there?
We got in an accident.
No, Henry, not there. At the police station. That man, he said he was your father.
We have to get to Rachel.
How far are we?
We'll be there soon. Tell me about your father.
There's nothing to tell. He abandoned us when I was just a kid. I thought he died in Korea, but that was just a lie.
This doesn't look like the way to the hospital, Henry.
Where are we going?
Why did you have a knife?
What? A knife? I did?
You stabbed your father.
I don't like this, Henry. We should make him stop.
And growing up, were you too close?
This isn't the way to the hospital.
We are not going anywhere until you answer some questions. Get out. That man at the police station? Your father? You didn't just stab him, Henry. You sliced his throat from ear to ear. The only thing holding his head in place were some tendons. He looked just like a murder victim. A murder victim of Springheel Jack.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? These are all the files from the Springheel Jack murders. I want you to look at these pictures, Henry. Look at them. Do you see anything familiar? Do you? Do you, Henry?
Make it stop.
Henry, it looks like Springheel Jack had his way with him, doesn't it? I want you to take a closer look. What do you see?
I don't have to come closer. I don't have to take a look. I already know. But he wants me to play a game, so I'll play. On your mark. It looks like...
murder scenes, Henry. It looks like murder scenes.
Get set. Actually, Chief, go. This looks like a murder scene.
Maternity ward, how can I help? Excuse me?
My wife was brought in earlier. She was in labor.
What's her name?
Rachel Denton.
She's in 315 down the hall to your left.
Thank you. She made it here in time. I couldn't forgive myself if something happened to her. Oh, thank God, honey, you're okay. I was so worried.
Fine. Do you want to meet your daughter?
A daughter? I didn't realize we were going to have a girl. Yes. Yes, I do. Oh my gosh. I can't believe we have a baby girl.
Daddy's little girl.
Daddy's little girl. The sound of that terrifies me. Everything I hear, it rings in my ears. The elevator down the hall. The wheelchairs rolling across the linoleum floor. The phones at the nurse's station. The babies crying out for their mothers. The screams.
Look how she looks at you.
I recognize that look. The look of a helpless girl. Her life in my hands staring back at me. The last thing I'd want to do is hurt our little girl.
Henry, you might be holding her too tight.
She's fine. She's mine. You can't have her. She'll always be mine. Do we have to do this now? I can see out the window the snowmelt running down the gutters. Strawberry Spring is back. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see the headline on Rachel's side table. This morning's paper says a girl was killed on the New Sharon campus near the Civil War cannons. She was killed and found in a melting snowbank. She was not all there. I've been thinking about these foggy nights all those years ago when my head would ache and I
walked for air past all the shadows without a shape or substance.
Henry, where do we have her? Henry, she's hysterical.
Here.
By the way, Anne was here earlier.
Oh, she was?
She said she had to leave town. She was gonna call you later, something about an inevitable conversation you two had to have.
Anne knows. Did she leave because she was worried something would happen to her?
What did that even mean?
I have no idea. An inevitable conversation? Sounds like it could mean anything. Except I don't think it does. It could mean Anne is gonna confront me. It could mean she's gonna write a story about Spring Heel Jack. It could mean anything. It could mean I'm gonna have to find her and ask her myself.
Now's not the time, but last night, where were you? You can't disappear on me anymore. I don't want any part of it.
Rachel is upset. It's not that I don't want to tell her, it's that I can't be sure. I remember starting home from work. I remember putting my headlights on to search my way through the fog, but that's all I remember. She would call it a blackout. Selective memory. Everything is fine. We don't have to worry about anything. Nothing is going to change that. I'm not planning on going anywhere. Ever.
You have no idea how happy I am to hear you say that.
It's just you, me, and our baby.
And me, Henry. Don't forget about me. I'm not planning on going anywhere.
Strawberry Spring, executive produced by Lee Metzger, Jared Goodstadt, and Philip Alberstadt. Written and directed by Lee Metzger, starring Garrett Hedlund, Milo Ventimiglia, Horizon Guardiola, Sydney Sweeney, Ken Marino, Al Madrigal, and Breck Bessinger. Audio Up in-house production by Jordana Glick-Fransheim and Laura Ramada. Edited by Carrie Caulfield-Arick and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Sound design and mix by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Score by Jeff Peters. Original songs and music by Jared Goodstadt, Pooh Bear, and Jesse Siebenberg. Strawberry Spring is published in Stephen King's story collection Night Shift, available in paperback and ebook from Anchor Books and as an audiobook from Penguin Random House Audio. Original score and soundtrack from Strawberry Spring, featuring Daddy Longlegs by Yakuza and the Bear, now available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you stream good music. For the full list of production credits, please visit audioup.com. You will find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.